So 16 years ago, hardly seems possible, radio producer Joe Richman gave some teenagers tape recorders and asked them to report on their own lives. We'll ask him in a moment why he thought this was a good idea back then, but today, no one would even ask the question. Teenage Diaries helped create a genre of storytelling, and Richman, founder and executive producer of Radio Diaries, brought us voices from so many walks of life, illuminating experiences we might never have understood, but for some brave and candid people who channeled their lives and spoke their thoughts into a microphone.
Someone at 17 does not know what is at the other end of the line. Anybody.
Well, over 2 years and then 5 months have gone by, and that's what I believe.
I think if a good fella came by and really treated you right, your mind will switch.
My mind will switch. So it's all in my mind.
It is. It's all in your mind right now.
That's Amanda Brand, who with her mother started an audio diary at Joe Richman's suggestion that brought us into the experience of a young girl coming out to her mother. Joe Richman, welcome to the program.
Thanks for being here, John.
So you must remember Amanda back then. What did her diary tell you about the power of this medium?
Well, Amanda was the very first one that I worked with. And, that conversation with her mom was, the first revelation to me. And, she had recorded a lot of things, driving around with her friends, walking around, just kind of late night thoughts in bed. And when she had this conversation with her mom, it was just so, inside and real and vulnerable that's really what taught me something.
It must have been mind-blowing to actually listen and to go, this is unbelievable gold here.
It was. The interesting thing about it is like her mom was having such a hard time with Amanda being gay, or as she said back then, bisexual. But also her mom was in on the process too. She was willing to be interviewed and she was willing for her daughter to do this. So she was just she was there. And 16 years later, you see that because Amanda went back and interviewed her mom again.
Well, you say 16 years later because one of the reasons you're on the program all this week, public radio listeners will be able to hear the stories of Where Are They Now? Teenage Diaries Revisited on All Things Considered. You're having a live event right here in New York. People on stage sort of sharing the experiences they had then and what they discovered about
Amanda,
them now.
Right.
Including
Amanda.
Let's hear some Amanda today.
Do you still think it's a phase?
Well, we know it's not a phase. But it did take me a few years to accept the whole thing.
Well, one of the reasons why I have a little bit of a hard time listening to the story from before is because I feel that even though you love me unconditionally, and you always have, there was that little sting of you're sick, you're not normal. It kind of hurts to hear that.
Yeah, even though we've gone so far in 20 years, it still makes you sad.
Amanda Brand and her mom, and that's 16 years later, and they've had so many experiences, and it really shows the power of a diary to be a time capsule and to impart wisdom to the present, thinking to the future.
Yeah, I was thinking, we started doing this series just to kind of create three-dimensional portraits, of people, and then doing this story, these stories now, again, after 16 years, it's like, oh, that's right, time is the fourth dimension.
Do you feel like would they say that you did them an extraordinary favor by getting them involved in this, or did you saddle them with a huge emotional burden?
It's probably a mix. I think some of them are just kind of proud of what they did. Amanda is very proud because her story has kind of helped a lot of other people going through similar situations. I think Josh with Tourette syndrome, that story had a big impact on his life, kind of just talking about his disease. They're ways where sometimes the process ended up being sort of good therapy, other ways where it just was kind of a weird and fun thing to do.
So, Melissa Rodriguez, are you there?
Yes, I am.
What was it for you? Was it a weird, fun thing to do, or was it therapy, starting this teenage diary?
It was actually both for me.
And
I enjoyed the therapy, and I never kept a diary, so that definitely worked out for me.
What did you discover putting your story down in tape? And was Joe a teacher? Did he just take whatever you gave without any sort of criticism?
Well, I guess 16 years later, you seem to forget how you used to be at the age of 18. So Joe helped me a lot by seeing the big difference after 16 years, how much you grow.
We played a little bit of your diary from before, and I'm going to play this again and just get you to react with your voice from 16 years ago. Here's Melissa Rodriguez.
When I was 18, I just thought you gave birth to a cute little kid, and everybody was going to love him. You was going to love him. He was going to be healthy and all that good stuff. And that's how you think when you're young, that if you give them love, that's all they need. You never think about what could possibly happen.
Does making a diary, Melissa, give you wisdom?
Definitely. It definitely does, yes.
And that's because you have to put your thoughts down and think about them, and then you get to go back and look at them again?
Correct. It's the point of digesting what you've been through. It definitely makes you open your eyes a little bit more.
Here's one more voice.
This is like the follow-up. Fast forward, and it's been so long now. It's been 20 years that I've been here in this country illegally. That's got to be a record or something. I got to check with Guinness and see if that's a record or not.
Joe Richmond, who's that speaking there?
That's Juan. He did a story 16 years ago about coming into this country illegally from Mexico. And 16 years later, he has this kind of American, you know, kind of dream life of like kids and a good job and two cars and a house. But he's still undocumented after all this time.
And you can hear him talking very privately. It's almost like you're eavesdropping on an experience there. A lot of the conversations that you heard as part of these diaries were very, very personal conversations. One person talking to one microphone.
Yeah, it's interesting. I mean, you know, there is that diary aspect. They all call it diaries and, you know, that sort of confessional late night talking. But I think actually what really makes them the stories they are is the scenes, the like recording things happening in their lives. And so in a way, the diary is kind of a word that doesn't quite reflect it. You know, Juan bringing us along in his life, Melissa bringing us along. Melissa in her original diary brought us into the hospital when she had her baby 16 years ago. And I think it's those things where it's like we're along for the ride that really, you know, brings us inside those people's lives.
Melissa, does your child consider your diary to be a pretty precious thing that you made 16 years ago?
I think he's a little amazed. He may not understand it too much of how many people actually listen to it. He probably thinks it's just, you know, within people we know. He doesn't actually understand how your voice can actually reach out to other people. So he's still dealing with that.
And is it precious to you?
It's very precious to me. It's definitely a memory. It's a lifeline. It tells you how you were at 18 and now at 34, how much of a big difference life definitely can change you.
Well, you still sound like you're in your 20s there, Melissa.
Thank you.
All that wisdom you're carrying. Melissa Rodriguez, and they're 34 years old, one of the original teenage diary contestants, subjects in the Teenage Diary series. Teenage Diaries Revisited all this week. Final thoughts, Joe?
Well, you know, I'm just, you know, Melissa was really the reason we started this revisiting idea because, you know, she was out of touch for a long time and I got an email from her out of the blue and I found out how much had happened in her life over 16, 17 years and a lot had gone on in her life.
And your life too?
And yeah, I mean, they are actually the age that I was when I was working with them. And that's been a kind of a strange journey too over this past year.
Amazing. Well, as we mentioned, the series Teenage Diaries Revisited running all this week on All Things Considered, following up with five of the original diarists doing new stories on their updated lives. You can find out more and hear all the stories at radiodiaries.org. Joe and Melissa, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Hi, Melissa. Bye, Melissa.
Joe
Richmond, founder and executive producer of Radio Diaries, and Melissa Rodriguez, now 34 years old. This is The Takeaway.